Welcome to Plymouth Community Church. Father, thank you for this beautiful day, a day of your love. You say that your mercies are new every morning and that every day is a new day in you. Lord, we ask that you would bring new into our heart today as we glean from your holy word, the Bible. Well, I am going to be talking to you a little bit about our mind, body, soul, spirit, and heart. Is there a question you might have thinking, where do these things reside in me? And I'm going to talk to you about that today because we need to understand our anatomy. If the enemy knows how to push our buttons, we need to know ourselves as well. A few weeks ago, I shared on taking your thoughts captive, and that's one of the things we're going to be gleaning from today. So I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians 10:5, because this is the Magna Carta scripture of all time, because it gives you instruction, because we're instructed in righteousness and we're instructed through our thinking. It says in verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, okay, we walk, we do not war after the flesh. You know, we're so many times thinking, oh man, I wish this body would just be into shape. You know, you war with yourself. That's self-conflict. You're not loving yourself. Well, I'm going to explain to you why the body is the way it is, okay? So we're going to go on. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Okay, does that mean a person? No. It means what's going in my thinking to take apart what's going on and get rid of those strongholds. A stronghold is something that's got a hold of you and will not let go. And it could be messing with your life. And it says this. Here's the stronghold. Casting down imaginations that and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That means you need to know your Bible, huh? Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Do you know that we think about 75,000 thoughts a day? That's a lot. That's a lot to take captive, but we're instructed to do so because God knew that where your thoughts go, your body follows. All right. So we are going to dive into facing and looking at the mind, body, and the soul and the spirit. I have a chart, and I'm going to bring it up here for you. I don't know if you can see that. I hope you can. But what it is you have a spirit. Now, there's a couple of things going on with the spirit. The spirit of man is what God breathed into the soul to make it alive. Okay, number one, that's the spirit of man. Okay? Then you have the spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Regardless of the spirit of man, the spirit of God, and even the spirit of the Antichrist, the devil himself, is all spirit. Think about it. They're all spirit. So the spirit is what gets spoken to. God speaks to the spirit, the devil speaks to the spirit, and you speak to the spirit. Okay. And in this particular area, if you look across here to the body, there are no links to the body. The body cannot receive anything of the spirit. It's where the soul takes place. So the soul receives from the spirit, and then the soul manifests in the body. The body has no intellect. It doesn't think. It can't be saved. Nothing. Now, we're going to get a new body in the end, of course. So this old body is going to even go back to the dust. But God's going to give us a new resurrected body. I'm going to look like me, but it's going to be new. So the body has no intellect. The soul is where the work is. The Bible talks about saving our soul, because our soul is the most important thing at this point, because it's going to decipher what's in the spirit. This is where it gets tricky. When you hear what's going on in your spirit, by the way, the heart is not the soul. The heart is the spirit. And there's many scriptures that talk about the heart hears. So it has to think. So the heart is the spirit. The spirit thinks. The spirit receives input. The soul then goes, is that a God thought? Or is that coming from another kingdom? Or is that my thinking? We have to decide on who we are listening to. This is as simple as I can put it. Let me give you another demonstration. This is your body. This is your soul. And this is your spirit. They're empty. But there's something in there in a moment. You cannot put anything in the body. Okay? The body doesn't receive anything from the Lord. It doesn't receive words of knowledge. It's a mobile home carrying around the soul and the spirit. All right? So that means I can move this cup out of the way because it doesn't receive anything. It is simply the manifestation. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm looking at my arm going, ooh, what's that? Ouch, 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 and I start picking at it. I need to stop and ask my soul, okay, what's going on in my soul? Because my body is manifesting what's in my soul. So I'm going to move this cup out of the way. So now we have the soul and the spirit. Now I'm going to show you a visual of what the soul, spirit, and the flesh look like. Here's your three containers, spirit, soul, and body. Well, when I just spoke to you a little while ago, nothing gets put into the body by God. Nothing. The body is a carrying mechanism that carries the soul and the spirit. Okay? So the body is not going to receive anything from God. It is the manifestation of what goes on in your soul. The scriptures say in 3 John that we're going to be in health to the degree our soul prospers. So it's all about the soul. What's going on? What you're thinking is in your soul, your mind, your thoughts, your will, your emotions, how you interact with people, what comes out of your mouth, is from the soul realm, okay? The Bible says that the Lord wants to save your souls. Yeah, it needs to be saved, doesn't it? And when we receive Christ as our Savior, now the battle is on, because now you have the soul speaking and you have the Spirit of God speaking. Now here's what's interesting about it. In the spirit, of course, you're going to receive input from the devil and you're going to receive input from God. And the soul is what decides what it's going to listen to. And from the soul, then it manifests into your body. It's like when I'm not feeling good one morning, I'll go, man, I just don't feel good. So immediately I'll say, that's my body. I'm not going to listen to my body. Who am I going to listen to? So I go back to the soul and I say, soul? Who have you been listening to? And I go back to the spirit. What's in there? And this is what I want to show you. You can't put anything into the body. It is just a mobile home. It travels around, carries you wherever you need to go. It manifests what's in the soul. So let me demonstrate to you what this looks like. So now we have the spirit and we have the soul. So this is the Holy Spirit, very clean. And this is the other kingdom, very dark. So when I receive Christ as my Savior, the Lord regenerates my spirit, and I'm able to then be clean before God, my soul and my spirit. Like when I first got saved, I was so excited. I mean, I felt like I was on the top of the world, nothing can go wrong, and I was warned, okay, you're in your honeymoon stage. God is wooing you and making you know that he loves you and everything. And then it's going to really hit the fan. And that's when life really hits hard. And that's true. It's what happened. But at first, you know, the Lord has really deposited into you some amazing things. So now you have your soul and spirit. Let me make sure I get those two right. Soul and spirit. Now your spirit can get dirty. The spirit of man gets dirty, not the Holy Spirit, okay? Let me make that clear. The spirit of man, that spiritual part of man, can get dirty. The Bible says to cleanse yourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And in this case, the flesh is your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. So here's your spirit, very clean. The Holy Spirit is as holy. Nothing can go into the Holy Spirit cup. Nothing. It only goes out. Nothing can go into the kingdom of darkness either. It only goes out. So what happens is when you start to hear anything contrary to what God is saying, that enemy deposits into your spirit, the spirit of man, the spirit that's in you, that makes you alive and walk around. The spirit that God deposited when he created man. He said, I will breathe life into man and make him a living soul. Okay? So he breathed life, which is the spirit of man. Matter of fact, I'm going to say something real quick. A lot of people don't understand what goes to heaven when we die. I've been doing a little studying, and God made it very clear because I was toiling over it. Does my soul go? What goes? It's, you know, people talk about sleeping all the time. This is what God showed me. You can agree with me or not. He showed me in the scriptures, and I believe I can find it. I have to pull it out. And I remembered reading it. It says, when a body dies, the spirit that God gave us, that spirit of God that made us alive, goes back to the Father, the spirit. The soul is waiting to be resurrected with the body. So the soul, which is part of the flesh and the body, sleeps. Okay, your soul is saved, but it's waiting for the resurrection. Your spirit goes and bees with the Lord, and everybody knows who you are. Your spirit is you, okay? So your face is going to be like, when you go to heaven, you're going to see all the people that you know, and they're in spirit. Okay, so that, I just want to throw that in for side. You can talk to me about it more if you'd like to, but that's how God described it to me, and it made it real clear on what goes back to heaven. So here's our spirit, the spirit of man, not the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's clean. The spirit of man, and I'm receiving. I'm going, oh, look at all that. And the Lord says, I want you to cleanse it. Matter of fact, it says the Lord is sharper than a two-edged sword, rightly dividing the marrow and the bones and the spirit. He knows how to separate all these little things out of your heart. I can't go, oh, let me get the white out. No, it's mixed, but only God can do it. And we do it through confession. We do it through repentance. We do it through receiving God's precious gift of Jesus Christ and receiving him as our Lord and Savior. Then we have the power, because then God goes, oh, they're one of my kids. I'll take care of it, you see. But what we have to do on our end is say, wow, I'm dirty. The Bible says to cleanse yourself. Okay, how do I do that? Well, I'm angry. Oh, Father, forgive me. So a little bit of good of the Holy Spirit goes in, starts to add. Okay, so Father, I noticed that I'm impatient. I ask you to forgive me. Ah, so he starts to add more cleansing to your spirit. You see, the more you focus on the Lord, the more of his spirit goes into your spirit. Now, this is your soul. Your soul then receives input from the spirit. So guess what? It's going to be mixed because you haven't deciphered from the spirit to the soul. Now, in the soul realm, you're going to go, wait a minute, I ain't received that. Father, I recognize that that's not from you, you see. And then when you start doing that, God starts to pour more of himself into you. And the more he pours into you, the more whiter you become. And at the same time, when you take your thoughts captive, you're doing double duty by cleansing out that which is in you. purifying your heart by your own confession, working along with God, pouring more of himself into you, and now we're defeating the enemy. The scriptures say that the enemy comes in John 10:10, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come to bring life and that more abundantly. So when we receive Christ as our Savior, he's got a wealth of Holy Spirit stuff for you, and he's going to pour it into you. If you want it, remember, the soul decides what's received. Okay, so here comes the Spirit. All the stuff is poured into the Spirit from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God. And you have to decide in the soul realm, through your mind, through your emotions, through your taste, through your touch, through your hearing, what am I going to receive? That's as easy as I can put on how you look at your spirit, soul, and body in a different way. Your body has no intellect. It can't think. It can't be saved. It is just a lump of clay, okay? It carries around that soul and spirit. And be reminded, the Holy Spirit is never dirty. Matter of fact, the scriptures say that if you call the Holy Spirit evil, you blaspheme, and you can never be forgiven of the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is pure, never can be dirtied. But when you allow the words of the Spirit to be received in your soul, now you're really understanding how to follow after the Spirit of God. And at the same time, again, the enemy is going to pour stuff into you too. What are you going to do? So here's that step. Ooh, here comes some more, negativity, things like that. And this soul is going to say, I need to clean what I got up going on here right now. The more you do, the more of the white, the more of the light, the more of the purity of God will pour into your heart, cleansing you from all unrighteousness. He says he's the righteousness, and he will cleanse you. All we need to do is recognize what we have, and he will take care of the rest. So when I am thinking about what I'm thinking about, you know, and it's been proven that men speak about 10,000 words a day, and women speak about 50,000 words a day. So we've got a lot of stuff coming out of our mouths, especially women. And I believe, here's what I believe, because a lot of the stuff that happens in our bodies comes from what we're thinking. And sometimes if we don't express what we're thinking, it bottles up and causes what? High blood pressure. It's like you pressurize, you're pressurizing. Some people say, I got to go exercise to let it out. I'm going to run to let it out. I'm going to punch the punching bag to let it out. If you don't have a let out area, you're going to be exploding from the inside. You need to release it. And how you release it, people, is you confess your heart to the Lord. You simply say, Lord, I'm not strong enough to face this, or I need your help in this area. See, that's when you're receiving from God. There was a woman that I know of that her son murdered her husband, which was his father. Well, now he's gone. The son is in prison. Now the woman's at home with no son and no husband. She's tormented. She's having nightmares. She says the house feels demonized, like there's stuff in there that, you know, it's just making her uncomfortable. Well, shared with her how to receive more from God in her home. You do that by bringing in the Word, putting on Christian music, putting on the Word of God, these things. And she did it. And within a couple of days, not even a couple of days, within that time frame, the enemy had to leave. The enemy scattered. She didn't scatter anymore. The enemy scattered. And now she's having restful sleep, and she's not being tormented in her house any longer. You see, the more you receive from the Spirit of God, what are you thinking? Take every thought captive. Only keep the stuff that's from God in here. Now, some of that other stuff might be true. Maybe somebody doesn't like you. Hey, I'm more impressed and excited about what God has to say than what the man has to say. And by the way, half the time you think what they're saying, they're not thinking it anyway, and they're not saying it anyway. Maybe 10%. Why sweat the small stuff? So when the Lord speaks to you, like, for example, in this ministry. I had people tell me this week that you can't be a pastor because you're a woman. I'm toiling with that. Lord, I know it says in the Bible, women aren't supposed to usurp authority over a man and so on. But then it also says Deborah ministered and even told kings what to do. And then and they even went to her for advice. And then there's other prophetesses and different women who had church in their home. And matter of fact, a donkey spoke. If he can use a donkey, he can use a woman. And so, you know, I had to take that thought captive and say, okay, what's the fruit of my ministry? Oh my goodness. We had somebody healed from cancer. We had other people healing from COVID. Parts being restored, lives being healed, hearts being mended, restorations being restored. And the place has tripled in size since I started. I've been with this church now for a few months, and it has been wonderful. It's a small church. I think we might have to go to two church services eventually, maybe next year, but it has been powerful. It's because I am feeding and feasting and receiving from the Lord Himself. I'm getting input from the devil because he knows me. He knows my temptations. He knows he can't read my mind. He is not omnipresent. He's sitting on Satan's throne. There's a Satan's throne somewhere, and he's sending out his minions, his little demons to do stuff, right? Well, if there was 4,001 guy, can you imagine how many are really on this planet? So when the enemy's talking to you, he's using his minions to say stuff, and it's up to us to decide if we want to keep it. That's where our soul takes precedence. Well, I hope this little instruction about your spirit, soul, and body gives you more insight on how to defeat the enemy, how to know how your body works, and what you can do to cause your body to manifest good things, health, peace, joy. You feel great. Prayer is huge. Prayer is important. When I wasn't feeling good that day and I knew it was in my soulish realm, I had a friend pray for me. It works. Prayer works. Matter of fact, before I came into this service, I said, God is sitting on the edge of his throne with bated breath. He's like waiting for somebody to bless. And those that he blesses are those who are receiving input into their spirit and taking it into their soul. Those are the ones that are going to change. Those are the ones that are going to move for the Lord. Well, I just wanted to share that with you right now. So let me pray. Father, thank you so much for the word of truth, a word of hope, a simple word of knowledge, because you want us to understand how our bodies are made up so that we can go to battle in a proper way. We need to have the right tools. We need to understand how to use them. So, Father, as we recognize that it's our soul realm that is critical, that is where we make the decisions on what we receive into our spirit and what we receive into our flesh, that soul. Oh, who are we listening to? Are we going to listen to the kingdom of the enemy, or are we going to listen to the Father who loves you and knows you and knows what's best for you? Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping them to separate the two and see clearly what's before them so they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who take them captive at his will. And the only reason why he has a will in our life is because we let him. We start listening to the wrong things. I help us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're out there and you've never had an experience with Jesus, and you go, man, I talk to God all the time, or maybe I don't even know there is a God, why don't you take a chance on the Lord Jesus? Just say, Jesus, it's Christmas time. Well, actually, by the time this is recorded, it's probably in March. But any time of the year, you can say, Lord, I understand that you came, you were born of a virgin, and you lived your life taught, and you helped people, and you touched people. People were delivered and healed, and you died on the cross to pay for our sins. And I want to take that because I want that life in me. I want that eternal life because the only Jesus can give you the eternal life through that Holy Spirit. Once you receive Christ as your Savior, that Holy Spirit gets deposited in you. Now you're going to be getting input to know how to live your life and go forward.
It's up to us to decide who we're going to listen to. So until next time, be blessed.